Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Denise Schiffman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Denise is founder and principal of the strategic marketing and innovation firm Venture Essentials. She has had a number of years in the marketplace helping people put their best foot forward. She's been an entrepreneur herself. She's helped larger companies, big companies, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She is one of the folks who's really studying very hard and trying to help people like you and me understand where what marketing looks like in the 21st century, in this new age, so to speak. And her book is called The Age of Engage, and she's our new friend. Denise, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Now, what is the age of engage?
Well, we're now in an era where companies can no longer just try to interrupt their audience with an ad on television or an ad in a magazine while we're off going to the bathroom or turning the channel or fast-forwarding past it. This is a time in which we have to interact with our audiences. We have to be more personal. We have to get them a relevant message at the right time, at the right place, and the technology exists today for us to do that.
Well, what you're saying is that there was a time when consumers and prospects sort of found our advertising messages on our schedule, you know, radio programs, television programs have clocks. And we call it a clock, and that's the time that content is available. That's broken up by the time when advertising is available.
Exactly.
And so for all these years, consumers and prospects have worked off of our clocks. Now it seems to me, Denise, that we've got to start working off of their clocks. What do you think?
That's exactly it. In fact, we need to think about the kind of information we want to get out there and what's the best way for someone to receive it. It's all about the audience, and people are much more connected today, and they're much more active online, whether it's mobile or on their laptops or their computers or even interacting on television. We're going to see more of that. So there are a lot of new ways to reach your audience, but you've got to be smarter about it. It's not about interrupting anymore. It's about engaging them, attracting them to your message, holding their attention, and getting to them where they are. It is definitely about the audience now. Consumers hold all the power.
Well, they do. And the thing is, they're much more independent. You know, in the 20th century, Denise, was about manipulation, wasn't it? I mean, so much of the messages were really about manipulation. In the 21st century, people won't allow you to manipulate them.
This is true, and in fact, previously it was all about control. Myself as a marketer, I could completely control the message and control the brand and push it out into the marketplace and pretty much hope consumers would consume that message. They would accept it or accept the brand. Today, you know, we have to give up some of that control. Consumers have more power. You know, as an audience, we can figure out a great deal more about a company, its products, its services, before we ever interact with that company.
Mm-hmm.
And corporations have to figure out we've got to share more, we've got to be more transparent, more upfront, so our audiences will trust us and our marketing. And that movement of power and control from the corporation to the user or to the audience is a real big change companies are trying to get used to.
They've already decided, before they ever give us a chance to do business with them, in most cases, they've already formed an opinion about us, haven't they?
I think so. I think you can get online, you can go to comparison sites, you can read blogs. You know, now when you search on Google, 25% of the results you get back are actually consumer-generated. They're comments, they're blogs.
Right.
They're not corporate data coming off of websites.
Mm-hmm.
So we're learning a great deal before we ever interact with a company, and that's a big change.
And also, there are communities that are being formed, and huge communities sometimes, and then there are little communities inside of those communities where people of like mind are meeting and they're talking about the things that they like, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And in fact, this is probably one of the best things that has happened on the web, and this is the social side of the web, where people actually want to get online, profile themselves, tell more about themselves, and connect with other people who have a similar interest or a similar issue or problem. And that way, we're actually talking to each other, learning a great deal more. And a lot of companies are taking advantage of this, setting up their own social sites so their own customers will talk to each other, not only so they can learn from each other and grow their own community, but the company learns a huge amount of information. It can be an early warning system if something's going wrong with their product. It mm-hmm. can be pure marketing data on what trends people are talking about, what features they like most, and it helps a marketer hone its marketing skills. So social networking and these social communities have really become valuable to marketers.
Well, and exactly, and there are this situation where people are getting together, and in some cases, it's very valuable to be inside of the there's been a lot of written about this recently, Denise, and that's where there are little communities where people only allow certain advertisers in. But if you can get in, if you can become the kind of an advertiser or a company that can get into those and can speak to those, as you said, to engage them, then being there is solid gold, isn't it?
It is, Jim, and I think what these communities are saying is you can't bring old-fashioned advertising to us.
Yeah.
We don't want to be interrupted. We're having a conversation here.
Right.
We'd rather you join the conversation and inform
mm-hmm.
us. Help
is
us
this,
out.
Is this freaking out companies and agencies? Because this is happening pretty fast, isn't it?
It is happening pretty fast. It's really all happened in just the last two, three years. And, you know,
this has got to be turning the agencies upside down in New York on Madison Avenue.
It is having a very big impact on advertising agencies, and they are having to catch up and figure this out.
Yeah, yeah.
Denise, hold
on to that thought. We're going to come back after these messages. Got more with Denise Shipman right after these messages. That's Shiffman, if you're Googling her. The Age of Engage is her book. It's brand new, just out right now, 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it.
Has it really been 10 years? I guess it only feels like 20.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. First one is where you can find all the things that we do here and all the other things we do around here at smallbusinessadvocate.com and all the ways you can listen to the show and many, many other things. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Check that out. Use them to your advantage. Denise Shipman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Denise Shipman is the author of The Age of Engage, and it's a look, an outstanding perspective on where things are today and are going to be in the future with regard to reaching out and touching our customers and loving them up and getting them to love us right back. Denise, talk to us about, oh, by the way, before we go any further, tell us where the book's available and give us your website, please.
The book is available on Amazon and in bookstores, and the website is ageofengage.com.
All right. They can read a little bit about the book there?
They can read about the book. There's also the Engage Daily blog, so
right.
You can get good little bits on a daily basis.
All right, so check that out, folks, ageofengage.com. Denise, what do small business owners need to know about the Age of Engage?
There are a lot of things small businesses can do, whether you're a small business owner or an individual a business owner or consultant. This is a time where, you know, I call the social web the great equalizer because so many of these tools are free and they don't cost a fortune to go out and build these audiences, these communities. But you can do a couple of things. I suggest to everyone I know, start out by blogging if you can or commenting on other people's blogs to get used to being out there on the Internet, getting your name out there, being more personal and social. But everybody's an expert on something, and you can find an angle to blog on and start to draw an audience and see people interacting with you and your own customers as well as prospects. People you've never met before will comment. And that's it's empowering. It also teaches you to be more open and interactive. And then you can move from there to opening a Facebook account or a MySpace account and putting up a page about what it is you do or a group about some very relevant subject in your industry that people would gather around and want to talk about.
And so what you're talking about, Denise, is basically, folks, she's saying you don't have to try to conquer this new age, but you just need to get started. Put your toe in the water. Just sort of get used to this environment, the activity that's going on in this age of engage. What do you think, Denise?
I think so. Get started, absolutely. Get your toe in the water. Start trying it out, get a feel for it. But the key to this era of marketing is building relationships. It's long-term relationships. It's not about the sale anymore. Of course you want to make money, and revenue is important. But we used to just make the sale, take the cash, and never see that person again. Today it's really about an ongoing relationship, bringing them back, creating a data source like a blog, like a social network, this information constantly coming out where people come back to you on a regular basis. So when they're ready to buy again, there you are.
You know, Denise, here's the truth about this. This is so exciting for me, for small businesses. The only thing that's different about what you just said for small business from 10 years ago and from today and from 10 years from now are the tools that we use to reach out to people. The kinds of relationships, the kinds of service, the kinds of trust and loyalty that you just talked about, the relationships, the way people feel about you, the way they want to feel about you. All of that, small businesses have been doing it forever and ever. We're good at it. It's one of our main value propositions. It's one of the main differentiators for us. And so we're already good at that. All we got to do is start using the new tools like the social networking things like you're talking about.
Absolutely. And once again, the key is that it's very cost effective. The cost is really
how cost effective is free, basically.
It is free. Well, there is a cost of your time. And certainly you want to start monitoring what's happening out on the Internet, and there's a very cheap and easy way to do that using Google Alerts. It's free.
Yep, absolutely. What do you think about a lot of small business owners are like me. They're a little long in the tooth, and they're not exactly, all that hip on things like social networking. What do you think about assigning a young person in your organization to sort of be in charge of that? Maybe, you have regular meetings with them, talk to them, and let them show you what's going on, but let them kind of be the face or the voice of the company. You see what I'm getting at? What do you think about that?
Yeah, Jim, that's a brilliant idea, actually, honestly. It really is. Even the largest corporations are figuring this out, that, it's a bunch of old fogies at the top, and it's the younger generation are born into this. They're naturals at it. They're very comfortable with it. You do need to set up guidelines so that they understand what the rules are. So stuff you really don't want talked about online isn't talked about online, but the rest of it's natural for them. They're motivated. They're passionate about the company they work for and their products or services. And absolutely, get someone young or a group of people.
At least get them to advise you about this, even if you do some of the work. But I'll tell you, if you don't have young people today helping you deal with these elements of what you're calling the age of engage, which I agree with you. If you don't have young people helping you with that, folks, if you're over 45, especially, you're backing up, I think. What do you think, Denise?
Yeah, and Jim, this is a really important point. Is a lot of people complain they don't have time to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So get other people involved.
Yeah, exactly. The book is called The Age of Engage. Ageofengage.com is the website. The author is Denise Schiffman. Denise, will you come back another day?
I absolutely will, Jim.
We've had fun having you here. I hope you have, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Denise Schiffman, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with our good buddy Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I approve this message.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.